弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
刚刚我们唱这首诗歌呢，是一个祷告的诗歌。
The song that we just sang, it is a song of prayer.
每一节最后结束呢，他都求听我们祷告。
And all the stanzas, it ends with Lord, hear our prayer.
因此我们在聚会里面有时候诗歌不容易唱的时候。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when the songs is not that easy to sing.
就是要注意歌词的时候。
And that's when the time you have to pay attention to the words.
特别在这首诗歌里面呢，就讲到我们教会的祷告是希望主住在我们教会里面。
Especially in this song that we just sang, it says, Jesus, with thy church abide.
好，叫我们爱心的交通能够流露出来。
So that through our communications, our love can be shown.
我们在神的引导之内，我们能够常常被主来感动。
That through his guidance, that we are touched by his spirit.
我们祷告在教会里面有存正的话语。
So that when we pray according to his truth.
所以每一位弟兄姊妹都有属灵的兴趣。
So that for each brother and sisters, we are now drawn to his words.
因为我们知道我们的主应许我们的祷告。
Because we know that our Lord hears our prayers.
所以呢，在这里说，教会的祷告呢，是求一个适当的祷告。
So here it says that when we pray to be released.
所以每一位弟兄姊妹来到教会的时候，能够从罪得到释放。
So that each brother and sisters, when we come to the church, we are now released from our sins.
停止我们里面那无意的自满。
To stop us from our pointless pride.
叫我们能够承受属天的平安。
So that we can receive the heavenly gift of peace.
在第四节的时候，祷告呢是教会能够合一。
And then in stanza 4 it says we pray that we are as one.
所以每一个工作借着爱心能够联系在一起。
So that all the work can now be interconnected.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起能够领人归主。
Brothers and sisters, together we can take people to God.
这是我们的祷告。
And that's our prayer.
第五节说到呢，我们的祷告呢是求主让教会四散的儿女能够挣脱所有的拘禁。
And in stanza 5 it says, May all the scattered children be now captured. And
所以我们可以在世上做一个见证。
So that now we can be the blameless witness.
教会有神的爱在这里。
With God's love in our church.
因着神的爱我们能彼此相爱。
And through his love, now we can love one another.
所以我们也一样有一个祷告。
So that's why we have this prayer.
愿教会的灯台常常发出光来。
May her lamp of truth be bright.
把那个真理能够照射出来，向四方来传扬。
So that we can shine our light to the world.
希望教会里面除去所有罪和死亡的光景。
So that in our church there's no more conditions of death and sin.
这是我们的祷告。
And that's our prayer.
最后一节讲到就是愿教会能够满足主的心意。
And lastly it says, May the church soon all glorious be.
这是一个荣耀的教会。
To be a spotless church.
这是一个圣洁的教会。
A holy church.
这是一个无瑕疵的教会。
A church without blame.
我们活出光明纯洁是主所要的。
So that we can live a pure and bright life.
这是我们在神面前的祷告。
We beseech you, hear us.
我不知道这首诗歌是不是你的祷告。
I don't know if this is the same prayer that you have.
可是在我的里面，我真的是希望主这样做成在我们的教会身上。
But for me, I truly want to hear our prayer as that.
那有一个弟兄呢，他非常喜欢看篮球赛。
There's a brother and he loves basketball games.
那他看的篮球赛呢，特别喜欢看那个录影啊。你看冠亚军，他特别喜欢看那个他喜欢那个队得到冠军的那个录影的情那个赛局。
And this particular brother, he loves rewatching the match that the champions come forth, the last games of the finals.
所以呢，每一次呢，他喜欢在坐在家里看那个录影带，就是那个冠亚军赛。
So every time when he watches the finals again,
那他会很高兴地坐在那里看。
He would watch it with a lot of joy.
那比赛最精彩的时候，他也不紧张。
And now he's no longer really nervous about the game.
好像他喜欢的那个队伍呢，远远落后，他也不紧张。
Even though the team that he's rooting for, that is down by a lot, he is not nervous.
因为他知道那个结局是怎么样。
Because he already knew how it would end.
所以呢，他坐在他家的客厅的时候，就是这么安安心心的在观看那一场他喜欢的赛球。
So that when he was watching the game again, he was not feel nervous.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里面的生活基本上就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, that's how we are when we are.
教会的基本面呢，是一个得胜的一个情况。
On the surface, the church looks like an overcoming place.
这也是我们神在天上他所知道的。
That's what the God has told us.
所以他让我们知道呢，这个基督徒的一个赛局呢，是一个得胜的赛局。
So that God already told us that our ending will be victorious.
那是一个呢，群体的得胜。
It is a victory, a corporate victory.
Adam 可以换成我的 PowerPoint 吗？ 那这样的一个得胜是一个群体的得胜。
And this victory is a corporate victory.
所以呢，在群体里面呢，个人的得胜呢是要求有忠心有良善。
So that in a corporate body, what we have to aim for is goodness.
所以我们在一个群体里面，不但群体能够一同得胜。
So that in this corporate body, not that as one we win overall.
可是弟兄姊妹，我们要有一个认识。
But we need to have this understanding.
不是因为群体能够得胜，我们个人呢，我们就好逸恶劳，懒惰下来。
Even though we know that corporately we will win at the end, but individually, are we fighting our battle?
我们自以为教会能够得胜，就让别人去做事，我呢就自己不用出力。
So don't think about that. The church overall is winning, so individually I don't have to do much.
所以神对我们个人得胜的一个基本要求就是良善忠心。
So that God has a want for every one of us individually, we have to do our part.
弟兄姊妹，不管怎么样，可能我们这个人非常的软弱，常常的失败。
Brothers and sisters, doesn't matter how you think you are so weak.
而且呢，好像那个失败呢，每一次都在那个同样的地方。
And you would fail, and you may fail at the same point over and over again.
可是这样的失败呢，不是成为我们的借口。
But yet, don't use that failure as an excuse.
不要说，就是我就是这样，不然你不要选召我。
Don't just say that, that's just exactly who I am. If you don't like it, live it.
弟兄姐妹，神既然选召了我们。
Brothers and sisters, because God has chosen you.
神就会让我们能够面对我们的失败。
And God will help you face your failure.
在我们的生活里面，我们会来认真的改变我们自己。
So that in our daily living, we can transform ourselves.
在我们的失败呢，我们有一天靠着神加给我们的力量，我们可以得胜。
So that through our failure, with the help of the church, we can overcome.
所以每一个基督徒，我们都要学会能够面对失败的生活。
So that as Christians, we have to understand and face our failure.
所以这样的一个生活的学习，我叫做追求圣洁。
So that lesson that we have to learn is for us to pursue of holiness.
所以在我们的生活里面，我们要有一个圣洁的生活。
So that's why in our daily living, we try to pursue holiness.
我们不能因为我们好像不能圣洁呢，我们就一直活在失败里面。
You can't just say that because I can never achieve holiness, I would just give up.
那在我的手上，我有一个疤痕。
That on his arm, he has a scar.
那可能这个是我失败的地方。
A scar is the shown of one of his failures.
可是我不能够让我这个失败的地方一直在流血的状况。
But then I could not just let it never be healed and let it bleed.
那我一定是让我这个疤痕能够慢慢的、不断的变好。
And in fact, I need to let it heal.
直到我的身体能够痊愈。
Until my whole body is healed.
好像在这里呢是有一个疤痕。
So yes, there is a scar.
那每一次人家看到我手背上的这个疤痕的时候，就会问我。
And every time when someone look at this scar, they would say,
我没有任何话好说，可能我就会告诉他，这是我失败的一个成果。
I would have nothing else to say to them except, yes, this is a mark of my failure.
可是我感谢主，这样的一件事情呢，让我靠着主，这个疤呢，现在完全好了。
But thanks to the Lord, my scar is now completely healed.
是的，它在身体上是一个疤痕。
Yes, even though it is still shown as a scar.
可是现在这个疤痕在整个的身体上却是一个圣洁的疤痕。
But now on my body, it is a mark of holiness.
所以今天的主题呢，我们特别谈到你们的聚会不是受益。
So today we're going to talk about that when we come in a congregations, not only you want to benefit yourself,
乃是招神。
But yes, you have to give.
当然，我的题目上我放的是一个问号。
On my program sheets, I put a question mark after this.
但是实际上，保罗在对哥林多教会说话的时候是一个肯定句。
But in fact, when Paul said this to his church, it is a statement.
所以保罗跟哥林多教会说，你们的聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
So when Paul says that when you gather, you're not just to be benefit, but it's to give.
可是弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在这里听信息的时候，我们的聚会是受益，不是遭损。
But brothers and sisters, I hope that when you hear, you are being benefited, edified.
所以我们每一个人来到聚会当中，我们要从主得到益处。
So that when we come to his congregations, when we receive, we hear and be edified.
今天既然我们来到聚会当中，如果我们没有好好的爱我们的配偶。
Today, we come to his congregation, but we don't love our spouse.
我们来到聚会里面，我们要悔改。
Then you have to repent.
我们要求主的赦免。
You have to ask the Lord to forgive you.
如果我们在家庭里面，我们没有好好爱我们的父母。
If at home, you don't love your parents.
对于我们的手足之情，我们没有好好的对待他们。
If you don't love your brothers and sisters.
我们没有好好的来接待我们的儿女。
If you don't receive your child.
我们要悔改。
then you have to repent.
我们要悔改，在主的面前求主的宝血赦免我们。
Come to the Lord and ask for His forgiveness.
我们明明知道在教会里面弟兄姊妹要彼此相爱。
We know that we have to love one another at church.
可是我们来聚会，我们却没有爱我们的弟兄，爱我们的姐妹。
But yet, when we come to the church, we don't love one another.
我们要悔改。
Then we need to repent.
让主赦免我们。
Ask the Lord for His forgiveness.
因为唯有这样，在聚会里面，我们才能够承受主的好处。
Because only through love, then we can receive His love.
因为我们来聚会，我们不悔改、不认罪、不做神所喜悦的事，弟兄姊妹，我们来聚会是受损。
If we don't come and if we don't repent and come to the Lord, then we're not being
benefited.
So this morning, I want to talk about our living at church.
教会的生活呢,
I wanted to start the living of church from the story of Nazareth.
这个故事呢,特别讲到到底呢,在教会里面是谁在掌权。
So this, for this story, we will know who is actually taking sovereignty in our church.
如果今天我们的教会是我在做王掌权的话,
Today, if Brother Stephen is the leader, is the king,
基本上这里不是教会,
then I tell you that this is not a church.
这里是我的王国,
this is now His kingdom.
不是属于主的,
it is not God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹, 但是呢, 教会是属于主的,
but brothers and sisters, understand that the church belongs to God.
所以我们的弟兄 Norman Shaw Church呢, 他在解释拿撒路这段经文的时候,
so when a brother Norman explained the story of Nazareth,
特别说到呢, 这一段的经文里面呢,
he mentioned that through this story, the image of a church is revealed.
也就是说有一个群体,
meaning that now there is this corporate body.
他们不相信拿撒路会复活的这样的一件事情里面出来。
This group of people, they started off with not believing Nazareth's resurrection.
他们从不相信的群体里面被分别出来。
From a group of non-believers, they're set apart.
他们被分别出来做什么呢?
What are they being set apart for?
他们被分别出来呢,做两件事,第一件事叫做相信。
They're being set apart to do two things. The first is they were led to believe.
第二件事情叫做行动。
And then secondly, they have to act.
所以呢,这一群人呢,他们相信主耶稣会使拉撒路复活。
So this group of people, first, they believe that Jesus made Nazareth resurrect.
可是呢,在主的身上对他们有一个要求。
But then now the Lord has one request from them.
就是要有一个行动的表现。
It's that now after they believe, they have to act it out.
这就是教会。
And that's the church.
为什么说这样一个件事情就是教会呢?
Why do we say that's the church?
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣叫拉撒路复活的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus called forth Nazareth to resurrect,
我们知道拉撒路呢，他已经被埋葬在那个坟墓里面。
We knew that Nazareth at that time was already buried in his tomb for 4 days.
所以啊，当这些人那么希望拿撒路能够复活的时候，
even though all these people around him wanted him to come back to life,
他们来到主耶稣的面前跟主讲，哎呀，你这是你所爱的，你让他复活吧。
So when they came to Jesus and they said, this is the one you love, can you bring him back?
所以在主耶稣的里面， 他也知道他深爱拿撒路，所以他要拿撒路复活。
So of course Jesus truly loved Nazareth, so he wanted to resurrect Nazareth.
好了，问题来了。
And here comes the problem.
主耶稣那么爱他，
that Jesus loved Lazarus so much.
众人也希望他能够复活。
And everyone wants him to come back to life.
耶稣基督也是这样。
And so is Jesus.
现在主说，你们去把坟墓的石头也移开。
So now Jesus says, go remove the stone in front of the tomb.
弟兄姐妹，这里有一群子民。
Brothers and sisters, now you see this group of people.
他们必须相信神的话。
They have to believe in God's words.
他们必须带出行动去把石头给挪开。
With an action, now they have to go move that stone.
今天主耶稣基督他也可以说， 我吩咐石头滚开。
Of course, Jesus could have said, just move, stone.
可是主耶稣在地上的工作还要有一群的人跟他一起来做。
But yet, what Jesus wants is for people to work with him.
这就是教会。
And that's his church.
所以当主说话的时候, 这些人呢, 就去把石头给挪开。
So when Jesus speaks, these people follow and move the stone.
所以当他们按着主的话去做的时候,
so when these people follow the Lord's commands,
主耶稣说拉撒路出来。
And Jesus says, Nazareth, come forth.
所以拉撒路就从坟墓里面出来。
Then Nazareth raised up and
walked out. 神的话语带着一个能力在那里运行。
God's word with power came to him.
是因为人已经做了第一步的动作。
It came after people did their first step.
相信主的人已经把石头挪开了。
The people that believe in Christ moved that stone.
现在主的能力已经叫拿撒路从坟墓里出来了。
And after that, God's words with power brought up Nazareth. And then the Lord has his second request.
主说, 把捆在拉撒路身上的那个布条全部也挪除。
And then the Lord says, all this cloth that is surrounding him, remove it.
弟兄姊妹,
so I don't know yet that time about Nazareth's resurrection. But yet, this group of people now has to come and remove that cloth.
弟兄姊妹,
to remove the bondage, imagine the body has been decaying for days. Today, if the Lord asks you to remove this bondage,
啊,您可能说, Kevin弟兄比较勇敢,
maybe you say, Brother Stephen is more courageous, let him do it.
韩居弟兄,你的嗅觉比较不好,
maybe Brother Han, who couldn't smell so well, you go.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, there is now a second action.
主已经做成了,
the Lord has accomplished.
我们要有行动,
we have to act.
所以就有人把那个布条解开,
so then this group of people now go remove that bondage.
我相信当有人做这件事情的时候, 主就让那个生命的气息再一次进到拿撒路的身上。
And I think that when people remove that bondage, more life comes into Nazareth.
所以当我们弟兄交通这一段经文的时候, 我里面非常的触动。
So when Brother Norman shared his feelings, I was touched.
真的我们教会里面就是要有这两件事, 一个是相信, 一个去行动。
So in our church, I think we have to do these two things, to believe and to act.
教会的生活在于我们相信我们是属主的人。
The reality of a church based on our faith as Christians.
他说话我们相信。
He speaks, we believe.
他做事我们继续行动。
He acts, we continue the action.
所以这就是使徒行传所记载的一切事情。
And in fact, that's what the book of Acts is about.
所以在教会生活里面呢, 是一个合神心意的生活。
So that when we live in this church, then this church is according
to God's will. 我们每一个人不是按照我们自己的心意在那里过生活。
Now individually, we don't act out as our own.
我们是按着主的旨意在这里生活。
But we act according to God's will.
所以当保罗责备哥林多教会, 他们聚会是受损之后,
so when Paul criticized the church and told them that your meeting is not beneficial.
在哥林多前书12章开始呢, 从12章开始, 有一些教会的原则可以来运用。
So starting from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it starts to give us some principles on how to operate a church.
这些原则呢, 能够改善教会的问题, 改善教会的受损的一个情况。
And these principles can make the church more edifying.
第一个原则呢, 我称它是身体的原则。
Firstly, it is the principle of the corporate body.
好吧, 我们一起来读哥林多前书12章26到28节, 我们一起来读。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, 26-28.
若一个肢体受苦, 所有的肢体就一同受苦。 若一个肢体得荣耀, 所有的肢体就一同快乐。 你们就是基督的身子, 并且各自做肢体, 神在教会所设立的, 第一个是使徒, 第二是先知, 第三是教师, 第四是行义能的, 再次是得恩赐医病的, 帮助的, 自治的,
various kind of tongues.
所以教会生活呢, 基本上像是一个身体的生活一样。
So in a church, it's like a body.
是一个活的身体,
a living body.
是肢体之跟肢体之间是一个相连的。
So that's why individual members are interconnected.
所以当肢体分离的时候是有感觉的。
So when a member is being departed, you will feel it.
所以我们在同一个身体里面我们是同苦同乐的。
So that's why in one body, we share a joy and sorrows together.
教会这个身体叫做基督的身体。
And the body of church is the body of Christ.
既然是基督的身体, 基督就是我们的元首。
Now that we are Christ's body, then Christ is our head.
这就是我们的生活。
And that should be our living.
是以基督为元首的生活。
We live a life that centers on Christ.
所以人家称我们是基督徒。
So that's why people call us Christians.
所以呢, 神就在我们中间为我们设立各种不同的恩赐。
So that's why God has given us these different gifts.
所以我们从保罗的分享里面, 我们可以知道有使徒, 有先知, 有教师。
So in Paul's teachings, it says there are apostles, prophets, and teachers.
有医病的恩赐, 有帮助人的恩赐, 有治理人的恩赐, 有说方言的恩赐。
Miracles, gifts of healings, helps, administrations, and various kinds of tongues.
所以这一些恩赐呢，聚在一起就把基督的身体给显明出来。
So when all these gifts come together, it reveals Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我必须做多一点运用的一些分享。
So brothers and sisters, I wanted to give you more practical examples today.
所以我不会按着经文再去深入的做解释。
So I'm not going too in depth according to the words.
所以就拿我们教会的传福音的聚会来说。
So let's put our gospel meeting from the church as an example.
好像在过去呢，越是传福音的聚会。
Just like for the past PBS gospel meetings.
越少来人，越少人来聚会。
From time and time and time, less and less people would come.
好像对聚会很久的弟兄姐妹，这样一个聚会更是可以不用来的聚会。
So for brothers and sisters don't attend churches often, they feel like that they don't have to come.
如果我们心里面有这样的感受，我们要悔改。
If you feel like that, you need to repent.
弟兄姊妹，福音聚会呢是一个特别的聚会。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel meeting is a special meeting.
福音聚会呢也是教会能够动员起来的聚会。
The gospel meeting is the foundation of our strength.
所以每一次的福音聚会都是一个特别的聚会。
So that's why every gospel meeting should be a special meeting.
因为如果这样的话，我们传福音的那个火才会烧旺起来。
Because only through that, then we now have the fire to spread the gospel.
因为信主久的弟兄姊妹都在动。
Because the people that have believed for a long time, they're still moving.
信主不久的弟兄姊妹也就能够跟着动。
So that the new brothers and sisters, they will move along.
每一次福音聚会我们就不想来。
But whenever there's a gospel meeting, you've believed already, you don't want to come.
无疑好像我们在这个火上面就把它熄灭了。
Just like that, now you're helping to put away this fire.
那个不是一个肢体的生活。
And I tell you that that's not the living of a body.
那个也没有办法把身体，基督的身体反映出来。
And with that action, you cannot reflect Christ.
如果在神的面前有一点的思想。
So that I have these thoughts before the Lord.
可不可以每一次的福音聚会，我们都不需要重新来动员？
Can we say that we don't have to start again every time from a gospel meeting?
好像一讲到福音聚会，就有一般的弟兄姊妹在那里随时准备，就是平常的日子就已经准备好了。
How about we say that every time a gospel meeting is here, we are all ready to preach the gospel.
所以在我们弟兄姊妹中间，我们按着我们的恩赐，在福音聚会里面有摆上。
So that from brothers and sisters, through the different gifts we have, we all put forth our gifts.
所以我们在福音聚会呢，我们按着我们的恩赐，我们在那里服侍主。
So that during gospel meeting, through our talents, we all serve.
所以当我们众人的恩赐 发现出来的时候，福音朋友就能够得救。
And then when everyone utilizes our talents and strength, then we can draw gospel friends.
所以在这个身体的原则之下，当我们说到福音聚会的时候，
So with these principles, when we talk about a gospel meeting,
实际上是我们每一个肢体都在那里一起动员的。
In fact, during this one meeting, all these different groups have to come together.
所以我的里面我就有一个思想说，可不可以有一位姐妹？
So I thought about it, can we have one sister?
或是一位弟兄？
Or maybe one brother?
每一次的福音聚会，你就是接待讲员的工作。
Every time when there's a gospel meeting, you are the one that will treat the speaker.
有没有一位弟兄姐妹愿意负责每一次的福音聚会，你就是负责那个邀请的工作？
Or maybe there's one brother or one sister, every time there's gospel meeting, your job is to invite.
所以在接送也好，新人的接待也好。
Or maybe in charge of transportation, in charge of meeting new people.
在饭食的工作也好，在聚会的工作也好。
Putting together our dinners, putting together our program sheets.
在聚会以外面的祷告，或是在聚会里面的祷告。
External prayers or internal prayers.
诗班的服饰、音控的服饰、少年人的聚会、儿童的聚会，还有这个陪谈的训练，甚至于在整洁的服饰上，我们都配合起来。
In charge of the music, in charge of the children or the young adults, or to talk to the new members or the cleaning.
意思是说，每一次的福音聚会都有一个弟兄姐妹 负责这一组的事情。
Meaning that there is now one designated brother or sisters in charge of that one group for all.
找到那个跟你恩赐相同的弟兄姊妹一起来做这一件事。
Find someone who has a similar talent as you are and take charge.
所以每一次教会有福音聚会的时候，我们不用重新动员，我们都知道哪一个弟兄、哪一个姐妹就是做这件事情。
So that from now on, when every time there's a gospel meeting, we don't have to find new people to be in charge of these different things.
他们都是站在那个位置上已经站好了，为了就是把不信
There's now a designated group of people. They are there to be ready.
那这只是一个例子而已。
That's just an example.
其实我们的整洁服饰也是这样。
And that's just the same for our cleaning.
我们的整洁服饰呢，也是身体一个工作。 公用的一个表现。
Now, to clean is also part of the responsibility of the body.
弟兄姊妹，我们教会最干净的地方在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, where is the cleanest spot in this church?
运用你的想象力跟观察力。
Think about it.
有没有人可以回答一下？
Any guess?
洗手间，我们的弟兄答对了，他观察力非常好。
Good observation skills.
弟兄姊妹，这个洗手间非常的干净。
Our restroom is super clean.
可是不是我们在那里服侍。
Not because of us.
是教会花了钱，请了人，每个礼拜定时的来到我们教会里面。
Because the church has hired some people to come and clean for us.
什么时候我们可以有一个负担我们自己来服侍？
When will we share the burden that we want to do it ourselves?
什么时候我们有一个负担让我们的教会更加整洁？
When will we share the burden that we want to make this church clean?
你知道这个就是身体的一个服侍。
Now don't you know that that's the service of a body?
在民数记第四章二十六节跟二十七节的时候这里说到，
In Numbers chapter 4, 26 and 27 it says,
这里说到院子里的围子，
And sets the hanging of the cord,
还有门帘,
and the screen of the doorway,
绳子,
the tabernacle,
并所有的器具, 不论做什么用的, 他们都要经理。
The cords and all the equipment for the service, all that is to be done, they shall perform.
格顺的子孙在一切台办事务之上都凭着亚伦和他儿子的吩咐。
All the service of the sons of Gershomites, in all their loads and in all their work, shall be performed at the command of Aaron.
他们所当台的要派他们看守。
You shall assign to them as a duty or their load.
所以弟兄姊妹，我把这一节的经文呢特别 highlight 出来，就是几个特别我要强调的部分。
So brothers and sisters, I have highlighted some of the main points I'm going to talk about.
好像呢，他们在这个旷野行进的时候，他们支搭会幕，真的会幕有许多的绳子。
Yes, when they were in the wilderness, when they set up the tabernacle, there are a lot of cords.
有许多的帘子。
There's a lot of cords, a lot of screens.
每一次收起来，每一次打开来，好像东西都不能少。
And every time they have to take all the cords and take all the screens and hang it up correctly.
因为你到下一站的时候，才发现少了东西，原来那个东西已经是在好几里、好几里之外了。
Because when the next time when they have to set up the tabernacle again, when you find out that you lost something, it is thousands of miles away.
你做了那么小的东西，这些利未人他们都要。
So even for these little things, it is in charge by any of the Levites.
他们要在祭司亚伦面前呢，忠心的在那里侍奉。
And all these servants, they have to do according to Aaron's command.
所有他们当台的，他们要做好看守的工作。
They are now assigned a task, and it is now a duty for them to take their loads.
弟兄姊妹，我就不再解释经文。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not going in depth in the verses.
相同的道理。
But the same principles.
在今天我们在教会里面有一个空间。
Today in a church, there's an empty spot.
我现在呢要指派你们做经理。
Now, if I want to assign you as the manager of that spot.
给你一个 title 就是经理。
If I give you the title of a manager.
那当然这个经文里面这个经理是动词了哈。
And of course, this managing is a verb.
可是在我信息的时候我就想说我给你一个经理好了。
But how about I give you a title and call you a manager?
我不知道你有没有做过经理。
I don't know if you're a manager already or not.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹做过经理。
And I believe that a lot of you guys are already leaders.
你想做总经理我也给你一个 title.
You want to be the chief manager, I'll give you that title.
有没有人愿意做教室经理？
Is there anyone who wants to manage all the classrooms?
这 title 还不错，教室经理听起来蛮好的。
You'll be now called the classroom manager.
有没有人愿意做仓库经理？
Does anyone want to be the manager of the warehouse?
有没有人愿意做厨房经理？
Does anyone want to be the manager of the kitchen?
弟兄姊妹，我说这个事情呢，就是说，今天我们在外面的世界。
Brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is, in the outside world,
可能我们被升迁了，成为经理，哇，我们好荣耀。
When you're promoted to be a manager, you feel proudful.
可是如果今天教会有一件事让你来做，我们称你说啊，你是教室的经理。
But today at church, if I assign you to be a manager of a classroom,
这个教室里面有什么东西，你好好的看守哈。
Everything that is now in that classroom, you are in charge.
下个礼拜来教室里面的东西不要少了哈。
So next week, I hope that your classroom is neat and resourceful. I don't know. Would you like to do it?
这是第一个原则，叫做身体的原则。
So that's the first principle, the principle of the body.
第二个原则呢，我称它是有爱的原则。
And the second principle is the principle of love.
所以保罗在哥林多前书13章特别讲到爱。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul talked about love.
所以在13节的时候，他说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
So in 13:13 it says, but now faith, hope, love.
这三样其中最大的是爱。Abide
these three, but the greatest of these is love.
我不知道在教会的关怀的生活里面。I
don't know that in our daily living in a church.
我们肢体跟肢体如何以爱来做一个连结。The
individual members, are we connected by love?
好像上一个礼拜我们在报告的时候说到我们有一对弟兄姊妹，他们离开我们。
Just like last week when we talked on the program, she said there is a new brother and sister, a couple that is now moved to the East Coast.
哦，不知道你们认不认识这一对弟兄姐妹。I
don't know if you knew them.
这一对弟兄姊妹叫做曾卓强弟兄。
Brother John and his sister.
那他姐妹叫贝燕姐妹。And
his sister.
当神把他们带到我们中间的时候。When
God brought them to us.
我们去探望他们。We
visit them.
那他们就说。 东岸的教会介绍他们，说我们教会非常的好，所以一定要来我们教会聚会。And
they said that because from the East Coast Church recommended us as a great church, so they came to us.
所以叔叔他来到我们教会聚会的时候，他也就没有再换别的教会。So
once they came to us, they never changed church.
那他很爱我们的教会，他说因为我们教会人数也不多，就是百来位弟兄姊妹之间能够非常好的认识。And
they love a church because our church is not so great, but then together we show love.
今天主把他们带走了。But
now that the Lord has took them away.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你对他有没有印象。Brother
and sister, I don't know if you knew them.
两三年过去，这一对弟兄姊妹在你的身旁，你有没有跟他打过招呼？It's
been a few years. Have you said hi to them?
啊，我们的姐妹在祷告的时候，真的她充满了那样的一个热切。And
then when the sister prayed, she always prayed with passion.
那我相信主的工作。 主怎么样把他带到我们中间？主今天又把他们带走的时候，我相信主都会祝福他们。And
I believe that when the Lord brought them to us and now brought them back to East Coast, God has His meanings.
弟兄姊妹，今天主把我们弟兄姊妹带走的时候，我相信主也把一些爱主的弟兄姊妹带到我们中间。And
brothers and sisters, I believe that as the Lord took them away to the East Coast, He also brought us new brothers and sisters that love Him.
最近也有一些弟兄姊妹是已经受洗归入主名下的弟兄姊妹来在我们中间聚会。And
recently there are some new members, they're already believers that came to join us.
我不知道你认不认识他们。Don't
know if you know them.
因为在身体的里面，他来到我们中间聚会，基本上我们应该是用爱去关怀他们的。So
think about it, as a body, now new members comes into our body, we should receive them with love.
特别呢，我们这些新来的呢，这已经是基督徒了。Especially
these newcomers, they are already believers.
我们怎么样去接待他们？How
do we take them in?
好像好几位弟兄姊妹在我们中间聚会，我不知道你有没有机会走上前去问候他一下。Just
like there are some brothers and sisters, I don't know if you took the time to say hi to them.
招待的弟兄姊妹，你是不是能够把新的朋友一直招待到吃饭的地方，让有一位弟兄姐妹来陪伴着他？Or
maybe the brothers and sisters that are in charge of receptions, maybe you can lead these newcomers to the dining place to meet with us.
这是一个爱的生活。And
this is a life of love.
我们还不要说新的不认识主的这些福音朋友。So
leave alone these newcomers.
我们就说这些新来到我们中间，在肢体方面和我们联合的弟兄姐妹。These
newcomers that are believers that are part of our bodies.
我们的爱怎么成为他们的供应？
How do we supply them with our love?
另外一个讲到教会的奉献生活。Now
the other hand is our offering to the church.
我们的奉献生活呢，也是要有爱的表现。Our
offering to the church is also a showing of
love. 弟兄姊妹，若是你不爱主,
Brothers and sisters, if you don't love God,
你千万不要奉献,
then don't bother offering.
若是你还不认识主,
if you don't know Him well,
你也千万不要奉献,
then do not offer yet.
因为我们奉献呢，是在主的面前告诉神, 主啊,
because when we offer, we are showing God that we love Him.
在爱的原则上面呢,
it is through the foundation of love that we offer.
当然你可以说啊，圣宗是不是你出来侍奉了，所以你又要再一次强调这件事？
And of course you can say, Brother Stephen, is it because now that you're serving full time, you want to talk about offering more?
不是。
I tell you no.
从我出来侍奉开始呢，就是这幅画面。
Ever since I started serving the Lord, it is like this picture.
好像呢,每一件事情呢,
just like that on the other side, it looks like a great thing.
好像弟兄姊妹们,在你们身上发生一件事情的时候呢,
just like all the things that has happened to you, when you ask me for help, I don't know what to do.
哦,我就要祷告主耶稣, and
all I can do is I will come to the Lord and I will pray.
啊,每一次呢,
and every time the Lord will take care of it.
好像呢,让我可以在这个风浪里面呢,继续在这个浪板上面继续往前。
Just like that, in the midst of this crazy wave, I can just surf underneath it.
弟兄姊妹,什么时候会跌倒,会失败,我也不知道。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know when I will fall.
可是我求圣灵的工作能够在我们的身上。
But I ask the Spirit to work on us.
当教会的奉献这样一直往前的时候, 我里面好像彼得一样。
So that when the offering to the church goes forward, I will just like
before. 彼得就跟主说,主啊, 我可以走到海面上去跟你在一起。
Just like Peter. Peter said, I can now walk on water to meet you.
主就说,好啊, 你就从船上走过来。
And then the Lord said, come forth.
彼得一看到风浪那么大的时候, 他就立即沉下去。
And then when Peter realized that he is now in on water,
所以在我的里面也是这样。
Just like I am.
好像奉献的教会的奉献是这样子的时候,
when I see the offering of the church,
可是我回过头来思想的时候,
but when I turn around,
我知道我们的主是信实的神,
I know that my Lord is worthy.
因为我知道我过去十多年在神学院里面的侍奉,
and through my decades of serving in the Bible Seminary,
每一次到暑假的时候, 我们的主管就叫我们, 你要节约, 你要节约, 要节约。
Each time when we hit the summer, our leader would tell us to save.
因为神学院每一次到十月底的时候, 都还欠了十几万, 还没有那个经常的费用, 不知道在哪里。
After the summer, when we hit October, we are always in deficits for thousands of dollars. But then our principals will tell us to pray for it.
每一次在年度结算的时候, 12月底的时候, 我们的奉献预算完完全全的满足。
But then every time at the end of the year, at the financial report, we would always have something left.
弟兄姊妹,今天你是受浸归入主名下的人。
Brothers and sisters, today you are baptized in Jesus' name.
我们奉献不单单只有财物而已。
So when we offer, we're talking more than just money.
我们的奉献是全人的奉献。
When we offer our whole body.
今天十一奉献只是我们必须做到的。
Today the tenth of offering is a necessary.
可是在我们的生活里面,我们还有许多感恩的奉献。
But in our life, we can give more.
每经历一件事情,我们在神的面前,我们就奉献。
Everything we have experienced, we come and offer.
因为我们知道是我们先领受了那个祝福,我们才得到世上的这一切。
Let us understand that whatever we receive the blessing first before we can give it out.
弟兄姊妹,当我在思想奉献的时候,我还想到旧约。
So brothers and sisters, when I thought about offering, I also thought about the Old Testament.
旧约的弟兄姊妹,他们更难过了。
In the Old Testament, I tell you that they had a tougher time.
因为他们一犯罪,他们也要奉献。
Because whenever they sin, they have to get a sin offering.
所以他们有赎罪祭,有赎愆祭。
They have the sin offering and the burnt offering.
我想这就是为什么新约里面没有提到犯罪要奉献这样一件事。
So that's why I think about in the New Testament time, we don't have a sin offering.
因为如果真是这样的话, 我们都是天天要奉献的人。
Because if we still have the sin offering, then we would have to offer every day.
因为主天天赦免我们的罪。
Because the Lord has forgiven us sins every day.
所以我们每理当天天把那个赎罪祭跟赎愆祭带到神的面前。
That's why we should come to Him with a sin offering and a burnt offering every day.
然后讲到在下面一个原则的时候, 讲到造就的原则。
And the next principle is the principle of edification.
所以在保罗在14章的时候就提到这样的一件事情。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says,
他说你们也是如此, 既是切慕属灵的恩赐,
so also you, seeing you are a zealous of spiritual gift,
就当求那多得造就教会的恩赐,
seek to abound for the edification of the church.
当我们来到教会生活里面的时候, 弟兄姊妹,你们有没有得到造就?
When we come to the church, do you feel that you're being edified?
如果你们没有得到造就, 我请你们告诉同工, 告诉负责的弟兄,
if you don't think that you're being built up, come let me know.
我们会一起到神的面前为你来代求,
and we will come to the Lord and pray for you.
为你能够来到教会能够被造就来祷告。
We will pray that when you come to the church, you will be built up.
因为你要得到造就, 我们要从祷告开始。
Because for you to be built up, we start with prayer.
为教会没有为你祷告, 你没有办法得到造就。
If the church does not pray for you, then you will not be built up.
当我们希望有各样属灵的恩赐在我们教会身上的时候,
so when you are zealous about receiving spiritual gifts,
我们就要在神的面前好好祈求。
Then we have to come to the Lord and ask for it. So that's why after the summer conference of last year, that in me, that I have this desire,
is
that each Sunday morning, I want to pray with some brothers and sisters.
所以一开始呢, 就东杰弟兄呢, 我们两个呢,
so at the very beginning, is me and another brother, two of us, we would pray every Sunday morning.
啊,
and then of course individually we're trying to help each other as well. We don't want to set this as a rule so that it becomes a burden. I don't want to make it a set rule so that now it becomes a burden. We want that through our prayers this burning fire will come and more people will join.
姐妹叫做麦子姐妹,
and then 2 weeks ago, there's a sister, her name is 麦子.
当她跟我们分享的时候, 说到有一个人信主了,
and then when she shared with us how when one person believed in Christ,
那这一个人信主, 他是一个佛, 啊, 佛来, 活佛来的,
so this person who became Christian, he was proclaimed a living Buddha.
所以呢, 就是在他的旧的信仰里面呢, 他在那个寺庙里面什么事都可以不用做。
So that in his past religion, when he is in his temple, he doesn't need to do a thing.
都是别人呢来服侍他。
And he will be served by everyone around him.
可是呢，我们前面分享到这个活佛信主之后。
But after our sister told us the story about how this living Buddha has converted,
当弟兄姊妹早晨五点聚在一起来晨更的时候,
five o'clock in the morning, when brothers and sisters gather to do morning devotions,
我们的弟兄他四点呢就早早的起来,
this new brother will wake up at 4.
他四点起来就开始在那里生火,
he will wake up at 4 and he will start a fire.
他说以前人家都是这样对待我,
he said, because that's how people used to serve me before.
今天我信了主，弟兄姊妹早上五点在那里要晨更的时候，天气非常的寒冷。
Now that I believe in the Lord and I know brothers and sisters start meeting at 5 and it's cold,
所以我就用以前人家怎么样对待我的方式，我在主的面前有一个心愿，四点呢，就把那个火生好，五点呢，弟兄姊妹在这里成根的时候就已经暖和了。
So I want to start my service to the Lord and to the brothers and sisters by waking up at 4, burning a fire, so that to keep it warm for them to come, just like how people used to do for me.
所以今天我们在教会里面，我们有一个造就的生活在这里。
So today, I hope that in our church, there is the living of edification.
你可以看一看目前呢，这一个礼拜期间，我们为教会祷告的时数。
You can look at it. 7 days, this is how often we pray for the church.
假设我们在主日早上8点呢，我们来教会祷告。
That is Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, some people pray at the church.
在9点15分的时候，我们又有一批弟兄姊妹在这里祷告。
And at 9:15, another group of brothers and sisters would come pray.
今天早上我们为教会祷告的时数是1.5个小时。
So this morning, we spent a total of 1.5 hour to pray.
星期三的时候我们教会有祷告。
Now Wednesday night we have a prayer group.
教会的祷告是1个小时。
And that prayer group meeting is another hour.
所以你知道一个半小时加上一个小时，答案很简单，就是2个半小时。
Putting them together, the church prays together 2.5 hours.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们教会的侍奉，我们教会的建造。 就在这2个半小时里面,
so brothers and sisters, all the work we do, all the edification building is now constrained in 2.5 hours. I don't know if you think 2.5 is enough or too much or not enough.
那当我出来侍奉之后，我就把为教会祷告的时间慢慢的花在表上。
So then, after I decided to start full time, I started listing out the prayer time.
当然我也很惭愧，还是很少。
And I still feel ashamed because it's not that much time.
是在我们里面有心愿要造就教会,
but if you want to help build up this church,
我们期许教会的为教会祷告的时数能够增加。
Why not we raise up these hours that we praise with the church?
弟兄姊妹在这里不是要求,
brothers and sisters, this is not a command.
再说一次是神在你里面那个感动，你有这样的力量，你来教会祷告。
But all I'm saying is, if the Lord touches you, if you feel that you have the power, help us.
如果你还没有那样的火，你祷告主，祷告到主给你火的时候，你来到我们中间一起祷告。
If you don't feel that you have that strength yet, then don't do it. But if you do, come join us.
所以我就祷告主，让弟兄姊妹能够让我们的祷告
So that I want to ask brothers and sisters, help us so that our prayer will go forward. And I want it to be and to an extent that on Sunday morning, 6 o'clock, we start praying. Just like we start a fire, we let this fire burn. So that when brothers and sisters have come to these congregations, the fire is already burning. When you come at 10 o'clock, you don't feel cold anymore. Because there's people before you that started this fire. And I also want the brothers and sisters, come join me to watch for this church. So that when you start your work day, you know that there are other brothers and sisters praying for you.
星期三只有一个小时的祷告,
so then, now that on Wednesday night, maybe 1 hour for prayer meeting, knocking up. We want to extend it to
9 p.m.
So when everyone now come and give your part, then our spiritual warfare will win. When we want to pray, then we will be built up.
当我们祷告的时候,
and it is when we pray that we receive our spiritual gift.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, pray for this with me.
最后我讲到一个, 这个我就跳过去, 我没时间讲。 最后我讲到一个原则叫做秩序的原则。
Lastly, the principle of an orderly manner.
所以我们保罗弟兄跟我们交通教会生活里面, 凡事都要规规矩矩,
so Paul says, by all things must be done properly and in an orderly manner.
所以我们在教会生活里面, 我们有身体的感觉, 有爱的感觉, 有造就的感觉。
So that when we come to church, we have the feeling of life and love and also edifications.
所以在教会的生活里面, 还有一个规矩和秩序的感觉。
And lastly, there should also be a life of orderly manner.
因为在我们的教会没有所谓的阶级。
Brothers and sisters, there's no levels in a church.
所以那就是为什么我们彼此称呼我们是弟兄姐妹。
So that's why we call each other brothers and sisters.
没有一个人特别神圣在这里服侍我们。
There's no one that is more holy than others, and he serves us.
我们都是因为被主碰到了, 我们愿意在这里侍奉弟兄姐妹。
But we are all being touched by the Spirit, and we come to serve each other.
可是不是因为我们没有, 中间我们没有任何的阶级的分别, 我们中间就没有任何的规矩。
But not because we don't have ranks around us that we can do anything without order.
那在这次进前真理班的时候, 当我分享那个聚会,
so when we talk about the pre-baptismal class, I talk about a congregation.
当我重新分享的时候, 有一个例子特别感动我。
When we talk about it, there's one thing that touched me the most.
那就是讲到这个陪审团的工作。
Is that when we talk about the jury duty.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道我们在美国久的人, 如果你一旦入籍或是你有绿卡了, 你就要去做这个陪审员的工作。
Brother and sister, from time to time, you get invited to be a jury.
但是呢,当你去做陪审员之前呢, 法院呢,
but before you serve on jury duty, you get a form.
It
would explain to you what it means to be a juror.
法院要做什么事?
What does a juror do at a court?
在那个影片之中的时候,特别有一段你们都会注意到的。
And it shows you the video of what you do, you should be caught by this.
他会告诉你呢, 法院里面不要抽烟。
It says that you shall not smoke in the court.
那法院外面呢, 可能有一段的距离, 你也是不能抽烟的。
And the outside area, immediately adjacent to the court, you cannot smoke there either.
当你做陪审员的时候, 你不能够穿着一颗短裤。
When you're a juror, you can't wear shorts.
当你是姊妹的时候, 当你是女士的时候, 你做陪审员的时候, 你不能穿那个夹脚拖鞋。
When you are a female juror, you cannot wear sandals.
所以当你看完这一段影片的时候, 你说, 哦, 我知道了, 我是陪审员, 我去的时候, 虽然不用打领带, 可是我必须装扮整整齐齐的, 去做一个好的公民。
So after you watch this introduction video, you know that as a juror, you don't have to wear a tie, but still you have to be neat.
所以呢, 做陪审员, 去做陪审员, 不管你被, 真正被抽到没有?
So even as a potential juror, not even selected yet,
那一天你要去之前你就要做好准备。
On that day, you better come prepared.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们被主召到。
So together, brothers and sisters, we are called up on.
我们被主召作为一个基督的门徒。
We are now called up on to be a Christian.
法院呢，还不是教会，还没那么神圣。
Actually, that the court is not as holy as a church.
他们会告诉你这个不能做，那个不能做，什么事情不能做。
Even a court tells you what you should wear and what you cannot do.
可是在我们教会里面呢，虽然没有人告诉你什么不能，什么都不能做。
So even though in a church we don't have a video showing you what not to do.
可是我们希望我们弟兄姊妹都摸一摸那个圣灵的感觉。
But yet I hope that you will talk to the Spirit.
这是一个次序的原则。
This is the orderly manner.
在教会里面我们有饼杯。
In a church, we pass the cup and the bread.
那我们的饼杯是一饼一杯。
And then we share the same cup and the same piece of bread.
每一个教会都有每一个教会的规矩。
And different churches, they do it differently.
有一件事情特别重要。
But one thing we need to pay attention.
在普世的教会都是一样的。
That in all churches is the same.
就是呢，当你感觉到你犯罪的时候。
That when you feel that you have sinned.
你不要碰这个饼杯。
Don't touch the bread and the cup.
所以在我们领受这个饼杯之前，我们都是已经在神面前罪负过我们自己的罪的人。
So before you pass this bread and cup, you first confess your sin to God.
不管是一饼一杯也好，不管是分杯也好。
Doesn't matter if it's the same piece of bread or not.
我们知道我们是主的人。
We know that this is God's
command. 可是既然今天我们在我们的教会聚会，我们有我们的次序跟规矩。
But when you come to this church, we have our order.
我们就是顺服在神的面前，相信神会借着这个饼、这个杯来祝福我们。
That we believe that through this bread and through this cup, God gave His blessing to us.
有时候我们说，哎呀，真的太难接受了。
Maybe sometimes you don't want to take it in.
弟兄姊妹，我希望你能够祷告主。
But brothers and sisters, I ask that you to pray.
让你能够胜过这一切的情况。
So that you can overcome whatever circumstances you're in.
如果你说圣中弟兄，我真的很软弱，我没有办法。
If you said, brother Stephen, I'm too weak, I don't want to participate.
我想换一个教会。
I want to go to another church.
弟兄姊妹 ，fine, 没有问题的。我相信神也会祝福你的。
Brothers and sisters, if that's your choice, it's okay. God will still
bless you. 因为今天在教会的身体里面是有爱的一个肢体。
Because this is a body of love.
我一定会祝福你。可是你到另外一个教会的时候，我希望你好好的追求。
We will bless you, but I ask that wherever you go, pursue the Lord.
所以呢，在我们教会，我们都有这个次序，都有这个。规矩在这边。
So that's why in this church there are orders.
要知道这是一个圣洁荣耀的教会。
Understand that this is His holy church.
那当然，我们探望的原则也是这样。我们管理孩子的原则也是这样。
Just like when we take care of our children or when we go visit, there are orders to follow.
我希望当有弟兄姐妹管理你的孩子的时候，你向他说声谢谢。
So I hope that when other brothers and sisters come and discipline your child, you thank them.
甚至你可以在你的孩子面前感谢这位弟兄，感谢这位姐妹。
Or maybe you can thank these brothers and sisters before your children.
这样教会就有一个次序在那里。
So that this whole church now will come in order.
当然我们弟兄姊妹你也要注意。
Of course,
当你在管理别人的孩子的时候，你一定要带着爱。
Brothers and sisters, when you try to discipline someone's kids, make sure you do it in love.
如果你心里充满了愤怒和谩骂，我告诉你，你千万不要去管。
If you're disciplining out of anger, then don't.
所以，弟兄姊妹，让我们摸一摸圣灵的感觉。
So brothers and sisters, touch the Spirit.
什么时候神喜悦我们做，我们去做。
Whenever the Lord wants you to do something, do it.
什么时候我们要服下来祷告主让我们服下来
Whenever you have to bow down not be prideful before the Lord do it
教会有同工有负责的弟兄在带领我们
There are other co-workers and brothers and sisters in our church
我们的劝诫绝对不会脱离圣经上所说的
Whatever we try to teach you is according to the words
我预备这篇信息的时候我向主祷告说主啊你真的要教会这么一直下去吗
So when I put out this message, I asked the Lord, do you want us to stay like we are?
我们教会虽然没有明确的一个组织的架构。
Yes, even though we don't have a clear organization structure in this church.
可是呢我也不希望我们教会是一个不冷不热的一个光景。
But I don't want our church to not be cold or warm.
好像我们聚会是参加了。
Yes, even though we participate in our congregation.
可是要实际的行动，要我们侍奉的时候，我们却没有实际的参与。
But when we're asked to do something, no one does it.
好像我们受尽了七八年，我们仍要弟兄姊妹来带领我们，要照顾我们。
So just like we're maybe baptized for 7-8 years now, but we're still being taught.
好像我们来聚会了10年、12年，仍然要有人提醒我们要追求、要聚会。
Maybe we've only been already been here for 10 or whatever years, but we are still being asked to do some more.
如果我们是这样的光景，我们真是要悔改。
If that's truly your case, then repent.
真的，我也不怕想这些事。如果我们对主有多一点的认识。
But I want to let you know that when we know the Lord more,
老是做一个聚会来散会就走的基督徒,
do not be a quick Sunday Christian.
我们实在要好好的悔改,
be repent.
因为10年下去弟兄姊妹对我们都不认识,
because you've already been 10 years and you don't even know your brother and sister.
我们没有在这个身体里面有一个爱的交通,
in this body, if you don't have a love fellowship,
这样的聚会对我们来讲是一个受损的聚会,
I tell you that then this congregation is not benefiting you.
弟兄姊妹让我们摸一摸圣灵的感觉,
brothers and sisters, go try to touch the Spirit.
今天我们聚会到底是要得着益处还是要得着坏处?
Today when we come together, do we want to be benefits or not?
到底今天我们聚会是让我们跟主更亲近，还是让我们跟主隔离了？
When we come to this meeting, do we get closer to the Lord or not?
所以回到我们的诗歌里面，我们都有这样的祷告。
So when we go back to our song, let us share the same prayer.
让我们真的好好为教会来祷告。
Let us pray for the church.
我们再来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing song 679 again.